Lecture topic, Life of Ilyas bin Muawiyah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala al-mab'uuthi rahmatan lil alameen. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man walahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin wa ba'd. Faqad qala jalla wa ala fi kitabihi al-majid wa furqanihi al-hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. والله أخرجكم من بطون أمهاتكم لا تعلمون شيئا وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة لعلكم تشكرون وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم من تعلم علما مما يبتغى به وجه الله لا يتعلمه إلا ليصيب به عرضا من الدنيا لم يجد عرف الجنة يوم القيامة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, mothers and sisters, the beginning point of every human without exception is ignorance. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Allah says, indeed He removed you from the womb of your mother at a point of total ignorance. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. In fact, at the point of birth, we did not even possess the faculties for the acquisition of knowledge, leave alone being learned, which the poet said, تَعَلَّمْ فَلَيْسَ الْمَرْءُ يُولَدُ عَالِمًا. تَعَلَّمْ فَلَيْسَ الْمَرْءُ يُولَدُ عَالِمًا وَلَيْسَ أَخُوَ عِلْمٍ كَمَنْ هُوَ جَاهِلُ وَإِنَّ كَبِيرَ الْقَوْمِ لَا عِلْمَ عِنْدَهُ صَغِيرٌ إِذَا الْتَفَّتْ عَلَيْهِ الْجَحَافِلُ وَإِنَّ صَغِيرَ الْقَوْمِ إِنْ كَانَ عَالِمًا كَبِيرٌ إِذَا رُدَّتْ إِلَيْهِ الْمَحَافِلُ. I wish you could comprehend that in Arabic. In essence, it entails, the poet says, passionately strive for the acquisition of knowledge, because nobody is born a scholar. Nobody is born a scholar. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi was asked, لَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَوْحَى إِلَيْكَ أَنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ أَلْعَشِيَّةِ مَا أَنْتَ صَانِعٌ الْيَوْمِ. If you are told on the morning of your death that you now have literally hours left, and as the time and the clock is ticking away, it's moments and it's seconds, in which activity of deen would you choose to engage yourself? Would you hasten to make tawaf of the Kaaba? Would you perhaps join a social activity of distributing food to the needy, which undoubtedly is meritorious and secures its virtue? Perhaps would you serve an elderly senior person? In which activity of deen would you spend those last moments? He said, without any form of reservation, أَتْلُبُ فِيهِ الْعِلْمَ. I will passionately engage in the acquisition of knowledge, hoping that the angel of death finds me while I'm engaged in that. تَعَلَّمْ فَلَيْسَ الْمَرْءُ يُولَدُ عَالِمًا. Nobody is born learned. وَلَيْسَ أَخُوْ عِلْمٍ كَمَنْ هُوَ جَاهِلُ. And the poet also goes on to say, don't dare make the error of equating the ignorant to the learned. Don't dare make the error of equating the ignorant to the learned. And Imam Shafi rahimahumullah gave a description of the learned. إِنَّ الْفَقِيهَ هُوَ الْفَقِيهُ بِفِعْلِهِ لَيْسَ الْفَقِيهُ بِنُطْقِهِ وَمَقَالِهِ وَكَذَا الرَّئِيسُ هُوَ الرَّئِيسُ بِخُلْقِهِ لَيْسَ الرَّئِيسُ بِقَوْمِهِ وَرِجَالِهِ وَكَذَا الْغَنِيُّ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ بِحَالِهِ لَيْسَ الْغَنِيُّ بِمُلْكِهِ وَبِمَالِهِ. He said, indeed a scholar is one who is a scholar by virtue of his action and not how profound an orator he is or how prolific an author he is. Just like a leader is one who leads by example and not one who secures more votes or enjoys more authority. And at the same time he says, let me set the definition of wealth correct. Wealthy is a man who's content and not one who owns more. وَكَذَا الْغَنِيُّ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ بِحَالِهِ لَيْسَ الْغَنِيُّ بِمُلْكِهِ وَبِمَالِهِ. So he says, acquire knowledge. وَإِنَّ كَبِيرَ الْقَوْمِ لَا عِلْمَ عِنْدَهُ صَغِيرٌ إِذَا الْتَفَّتْ عَلَيْهِ الْجَحَافِلُ. The one who might enjoy seniority in age, but if he's devoid of knowledge, then really in the eyes of Allah he's a junior. And reverse it around, وَإِنَّ صَغِيرَ الْقَوْمِ إِنْ كَانَ عَالِمًا. If he might be young in his age, but Allah has favored him with knowledge. It is the words of my honorable Ustad Mufti Radaul Haqsab, Hafizahullahu wa Ra'a. He has said this previously, and I seize the opportunity to quote it on the strength of his utterances, that we have the completion of the Quran that has happened before us today. Mind-boggling indeed is the parable that he shares with us. Let us reflect for a moment. And if we speak to the guardians of these learners, to the parents of these learners, many of them would refer to them as clumsy, as negligent, as careless. But very strange, the very one whom I identify as clumsy, Allah has trusted him with the whole Quran. And you and I, who refer to one another as competent, as skilled, as intellectual, as articulate, as profound, yet unfortunately we haven't yet adequately secured the correct memorization of Yasin. So really we need to ask ourselves serious questions, who is a junior and who is a senior? وَإِنَّ صَغِيرَ الْقَوْمِ إِنْ كَانَ عَالِمًا كَبِيرٌ إِذَا رُدَّتْ إِلَيْهِ الْمَحَافِلُ. He says the one might be tender in his age, but sit in a gathering and let him flow with his knowledge, and then you realize seniority goes to knowledge and not to age. Seniority goes to knowledge. That is why the poet said, اصبر على مر الجفا من معلم فإن رسوب العلم في نفراته ومن لم يذق مر التعلم ساعة تجرع ذل الجهل طول حياته ومن فاته التعليم وقت شبابه فكبر عليه أربعا لوفاته وذات الفتى والله بالعلم والتقى إذا لم يكونا لا اعتبار لذاته. How can I explain and expound in English? He said, اصبر على مر الجفا من معلم فإن رسوب العلم في نفراته. Persevere on the bitter utterances of your tutor, in that lies the firmness of knowledge. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَذُقْ مُرَّ التَّعَلُّمِ سَاعَةً تَجَرَّعَ ذُلَّ الْجَهْلِ طُولَ حَيَاتِهِ. And he who will not endure the difficulty of the acquisition of knowledge will have to live with the evil consequences of ignorance for the rest of his life. Put yourself at the service of the learned, persevere in their molding, and then your decisions will be flavored with knowledge. Or become independent and arrogant, and every decision of yours will be flawed or flavored with ignorance. وَمَنْ فَاتَهُ التَّعْلِيمُ وَقْتَ شَبَابِهِ فَكَبِّرْ عَلَيْهِ أَرْبَعًا لِوَفَاتِهِ. And if you have abused your youth, and you've destroyed your youth, and that youth has passed on, and you have not secured knowledge, then the poet says, ignorance has killed you before you die the physical death. Put him forward and perform janazah on this man. وَمَنْ فَاتَهُ التَّعْلِيمُ وَقْتَ شَبَابِهِ فَكَبِّرْ عَلَيْهِ أَرْبَعًا لِوَفَاتِهِ وَذَاتُ الْفَتَى وَاللَّهِ بِالْعِلْمِ وَالتُّقَى. I swear by Allah, the beauty of a young man is knowledge and taqwa. إِذَا لَمْ يَكُونَ لَا اِعْتِبَارَ لِذَاتِهِ. If he doesn't have the knowledge of deen, and he doesn't have piety, there's no merit to his physical beauty, and there's no recognition to his wealth. That is why the poet said, رَأَيْتُ الْعِلْمَ صَاحِبُهُ كَرِيمٌ وَلَوْ وَلَدَتْهُ آبَاءٌ لَئِيمٌ. رَأَيْتُ الْعِلْمَ صَاحِبُهُ كَرِيمٌ وَلَوْ وَلَدَتْهُ آبَاءٌ لَئِيمٌ. I found the one who acquired knowledge. Allah gave him honor even if his parents were wicked and his lineage was evil. Even if he came from the most downtrodden family, where people wouldn't give a second gaze to that family, people hearing that surname would shun it. But I see knowledge elevated him, breaking through all those stigmas that had come on that family and that social standing. So the beauty of a young man is undoubtedly ilm and taqwa. مَا أَحْسَنَ الدِّينَ وَالدُّنْيَا إِذَا اجْتَمَعَتَا لَا بَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا بِلَا دِينِ لَوْ كَانَ بِاللُّبِّ يَزْدَادُ اللَّبِيبُ غِنًا لَكَانَ كُلُّ لَبِيبٍ مِثْلَ قَارُونِ. The poet says, what can be better than having piety and the wealth of this world? That wealth which is devoid of piety is deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it was sheer intellect that secured finance, then every intelligent man would have owned the empire of Qarun. Knowledge, Urwa ibn Zubair, rahmatullah alayh, who we know was undoubtedly one of the great sons of Asma, Dhatun Nitaqin, radiyallahu anha. He was a young boy who had profound knowledge. Profound knowledge. On one instance, he went to Damascus where he lost his son also, and his one leg was amputated as well. When his leg was amputated and it was brought before him, they very gently stroked his leg that was severed from his body. and the utterances of knowledge. It will flavor everything of your life. He said, وَالَّذِي حَمَلَنِي عَلَيْكِ فِي عَتَمَاتِ اللَّيْلِ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّنِي مَا مَشَيْتُ بِكِ إِلَى حَرَامٍ قَدُّ. I swear by that Allah in whose control is my life, O leg. Today you are an inanimate object and you are a lifeless leg that has been separated from me. But I say this in acknowledgement to my Allah. He knows I have never put my weight on you and walked towards haram. My Allah knows this. This leg has only walked towards that which is correct. And then he said, لَعَمْرُكَ مَا أَهْوَيْتُ كَفِّي لِرِيبَ وَلَا حَمَلَتْنِي نَحْوَ فَاحِشَةٍ رِجْلِي وَلَا قَادَنِي سَمْعِي وَلَا بَصَرِي لَهَا وَلَا دَلَّنِي عَقْلِي عَلَيْهَا وَلَا رَأْيِي وَأَعْلَمُ أَنِّي لَمْ تُصِبْنِي مُصِيبَةٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ إِلَّا قَدْ أَصَابَتْ فَتًا قَبْلِي. He said, Allah, you know, this hand has never been stretched to something immoral. This legs have never walked towards vice. This ears don't know what is the seductive voice of young girls. This eyes doesn't know what is the sight of nude woman. وَأَعْلَمُ أَنِّي لَمْ تُصِبْنِي مُصِيبَةٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ إِلَّا قَدْ أَصَابَتْ فَتًا قَبْلِي. And I take solace from the fact that if today I am in pain, others have suffered worse than me. Before I go ahead and I open up what I really want to discuss, a couplet that I ought to share regarding Mawlana Sema rahimahumullah, which is the words of Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi. He said, قَدْ مَاتَ قَوْمٌ وَمَا مَاتَتْ مَكَارِمُهُمْ قَدْ مَاتَ قَوْمٌ وَمَا مَاتَتْ مَكَارِمُهُمْ وَعَاشَ قَوْمٌ وَهُمْ فِي النَّاسِ أَمْوَاتُ. He said, some people have died a physical death, but their good actions have kept them alive. They are still living amongst us. And others are alive, but the evil have killed them while they live a physical life. And undoubtedly, he was a man who perhaps had passed on in a physical life, but his qualities are amongst us. I wanted to share the life of one great tabi'i, which I truly believe in my humble time, hopefully I can condense it, epitomizes the spirit of a believer, both from an academic perspective, as well as from a spiritual angle. And I'm referring to none other than Iyas ibn Muawiyah al-Muzani, rahimahumullah wa rahmatan wasi'a. The honorable principal had alluded in his presentation to the golden era of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, if I could perhaps latch on to that and move there onwards. During his period and time of rulership, there was a vacancy for the judge of Basra. And he applied his mind that who could be deputed for this position. Unfortunately, amongst the dilemmas that face the modern world today is the hunger for position. I really don't know if those living in abject poverty are more desperate for food, or those living in developed nations are desperate for power and recognition. I often say the world has become so desperate for recognition that people are excelling in sin to be recognized. So you find the man that has the longest nails, and he has, you know, things that are unethical, but just that people going on hunger strike, people doing things that are strange, peculiar, unheard of, abnormal. Just that you realize that on this planet, in this country, in this remote island, there is a man by this name and he can make the headlines. Such is the desperation for recognition. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimahullah had the dilemma of deciding who is going to take the judge. بات أمير المؤمنين عمر بن عبد العزيز ليلته تلك أرقا مساهدا لم يغتمض له جفن ولم يطمئن له جنب. His whole night restless, tossing and turning. Who can I delegate? Who do I appoint? After much reflection, his gaze fell on two people. ولقد وقع اختياره على رجلين اثنين كانا كفرسي رهان فقها في الدين وصلابة في الحق ووضاءة في الفكر وثقوبا في النذر. He then analyzed critical analogy of the profiles of those that presented before him. And two people were outstanding. They were sound in their knowledge, they were firm in their integrity, they were grounded, they were balanced, they were matured. They had the relevant skills that were required to lead a nation. In the morning he called his governor, Adi ibn Artat. He said, Ya Adiyu, ijma' bayna Iyas ibn Muawiyah al-Muzani wal-Qasim ibn Rabi'at al-Harithi wa kallimhuma fi amri qada'i al-Basra wa walli ahadahuma alayh. Listen, I have a task. And once upon a time, this is how things were delegated in the Islamic Empire. There was no lavish occasion, there was no cabinet ministers, there was no bash, no one was sworn into office. But this was the simple procedures through which a judge was nominated and appointed. He said, listen, O Adi ibn Artad, gather for me two people. We need Iyas ibn Muawiyah Muzani and Qasim ibn Rabi'ah. And we need to speak to them. And one of them have to accept the position of Khilafah. Have to accept the position of becoming the judge of Basra. He said, Sam'an wa ta'atan ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Sam'an wa ta'atan. Amir al-Mu'mineen, it's done. It's done, we have said it. And this is, we will comply. You know, the Sahaba used to say, Sami'na wa ata'na, we've heard and we've complied. Allah says, what did the people say to Musa alayhi salam? Sami'na wa asayna. We've heard and we've disobeyed. Unfortunately, we've come out with a new thing, Sami'na wa nasina. We've heard and we forgot. So we haven't complied nor declined, but we forgot. That's the in-between what we have innovated. Anyway, he gathered them too, and he said, "Inna Amir al-Mu'minin atal Allahu baqa'ani amarani an uwalli ahadakuma qada' al-Basra. Famadha tarayan?" Listen, I've been given the task. One of you have to accept the post. What's your take? فَقَالَ كُلٌّ مِنْهُمَا عَنْ صَاحِبِهِ أَنَّهُ أَوْلَى مِنْهُ بِهَذَا الْمَنْصَبِ. Each one of them immediately stepped out and said, "Listen, Iyas ibn Muawiyah said you won't find a better man than Qasim. Qasim said, how dare you look at anyone besides Iyas?" This was it. I often say, when you enter a gathering where you're winding up the estate of your late father, if every heir can participate in that meeting with the passion of giving, wallah, they will come out of that gathering more bonded than they were in the presence of their parents. Provided you come out or you enter with the intention of giving, not with taking the biggest chunk, but how my brother can get more. Give it to him. وَذَكَرَ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ وَفَضْلِهِ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَذْكُرُ. Knowledge is his, qualities is his, he has everything. He has everything. Anyway, they kept on passing the buck, one to this way, to that way. So Adi ibn Artad said, لَنْ تَخْرُجَ مِنْ مَجْلِسِ هَذَا حَتَّى تَحْسِمَ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ. Nobody walks out of here till we don't resolve this here. Someone, one of you have to take the post. In Islam, there's no campaigning. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Inna lan nastaghmila ala amalina man arada." We don't delegate positions to those who passionately seek it. Because when you seek it, then Allah's aid is not with you. But when you decline, then every decision is guided by Allah. When you say, "I don't want it," and then it's put upon you, now you're guided. Now Allah's help is with you. From the smallest of institutions to running the affairs of the nation. So anyway, Iyas ibn Muawiyah, who is the topic of my discussion, he said, "Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, Ya Amir, Ya Adi, Sal anni wa anil Qasim faqihay al-Iraq." Muhammad ibn Sirin, why don't you do this? There are two people that are in Iraq that are accepted authorities, Muhammad ibn Sirin and Hassan Basri. Fahuma aqdaru an-nas ala at-tamyizi baynana. They are learned, they are respectful, they are competent. Let's take the issue to them. Regarding Hassan Basri, Maslama ibn Abdul Malik said, كَيْفَ يَضِلُّ قَوْمٌ فِيهِمْ مِثْلُ الْحَسَنِ الْبَصْرِ. How can that nation deviate in whose presence is a person like Hassan Basri? Such was the caliber. So let's take the whole thing forward, and we go and speak to these two senior ulama, and whatever they say, we'll accept it. Now, the point that I want to draw your attention here to is, look at his wisdom. وَكَانَ الْقَاسِمُ يَزُورُهُمَا وَيَزُورَانِهِ وَإِيَاسٌ لَا تَرْبِتُ بِهِمَا رَابِطَةٌ. Iyas ibn Muawiyah, when he made reference to two ulama, he selectively chose those scholars that were closer to his friends. Now you know, we when we're in an argument, but that's not, I'll call my mufti. I don't accept that as, that's your mufti, that's not, for you is a mufti, not for me. And we've divided this ummah. We've divided this ummah. Look at the wisdom of this man. He categorically, passionately calls the scholar of his friend. He knows my friend has a bond with this alim, is very closely affiliated. So when we will consult with them, hopefully they will give the verdict in favor of him. I won't refer to them as rivals because they were not fighting. So they were not two opposition parties. There was no rivalry. It was a mutual discussion. A mutual discussion that was happening. When Iyas ibn Muawiyah said this year, Qasim, realize, فَعَلِمَ الْقَاسِمُ أَنَّ إِيَاسٍ أَرَادَ أَن يُوَرِّطَهُ. Now if you study Arabic grammar and you understand what that means, arada an yuwarritahu, he wanted to drag him in. So then Qasim ibn Rabi'a said, he said, wait, ya amir la tas'al anni wa la anhu ahadan, fa wallahi alladhi la ilaha illa hu, inna iyasan afqahu minni fi dinillah wa a'lamu bil qada, fa in kuntu kadiban fama yahillu laka an tuwalliya lil qada wa ana kadib, wa in kuntu sadiqan fama yajuzu laka an ta'dila 'anil fadhili ila al mafdhul. He said, listen, forget about going there. By the time you go and meet him, you spend 1 hour, let's resolve it here. I take a qasam in the control of that, I take a qasam on the name of that Allah, in whose control is my life. My friend Iyas is more learned than me and is more skilled. If I'm a liar in what I say, well then that tells you all I'm a liar, so don't dare make a judge a liar. That will tell you enough how evil I am. And if I'm speaking the truth, then you'll be held accountable if you make a junior person in charge when there is someone more senior available. What length they went to come out of the equation, that I need to sneak out. Because there's accountability, I have to stand before Allah. This is not a joy ride. Marana Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahumullah, nawarallahu marqadahu, used to say, remember, people have generously given you funds. Let it not be they give you funds generously and secure their Jannah, and you abuse their contribution and harm your own Jannah. So the man gave the money, earned his Jannah. You embezzled his funds. You abused his contribution and help for you because of misusing his funds while he secured Jannah. That is why they say, أَشَدُّ الْحَسْرَةِ ثَلَاثَةَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The worst regret will be three. رَجُلٌ جَمَعَ الْمَالَ رَجُلٌ جَمَعَ الْمَالَ وَمَنَعَ مِنْهُ حُقُوقَ اللَّهِ. A person gathered wealth and he did not spend in the path of Allah, and then he died, and his heirs inherited his wealth, and they spent his inheritance in the path of Allah and earned Jannah. The man, وَالَّذِي جَمَعَهُ فِي النَّارِ, the man who accumulated the wealth, hoarded his money, never spent it, died with a fat bank balance, and for him is hell. His heirs came, inherited money, got it free, spent it in the path of Allah and earned Jannah for themselves. The greatest regret will be for this person on the day of Qiyamah. So when he said this year, Iyas ibn Muawiyah came back forward. He said, ya Amir, give me the last chance, then you make the call. Because we're just throwing it around. He's telling me this, I'm telling him this year. Let me make my final input, then it's your call. He said, إِنَّكَ جِئْتَ بِرَجُلٍ وَدَعَوْتَهُ إِلَى الْقَضَى إِنَّكَ جِئْتَ بِرَجُلٍ وَدَعَوْتَهُ إِلَى الْقَضَى فَأَوْقَفْتَهُ عَلَى شَفِيرِ جَهَنَّمْ فَنَجَّى نَفْسَهُ مِنْهَا بِيَمِينٍ كَاذِبَةٍ لا يلبث أن يستغفر الله منها وينجو نفسه مما يخاف. Listen, oh judge, let me be honest, oh governor. You've invited my colleague and my friend Qasim towards taking on the position of becoming a judge, which in my description is tantamount to putting him at the edge of hell. That's what basically you've done to him. There's nothing more to it. You've basically brought him on the edge of hell. That is what you've actually done to him. إِنَّكَ جِئْتَ بِرَجُلٍ وَدَعَوْتَهُ إِلَى الْقَضَى فَنَجَّى نَفْسَهُ مِنْهَا بِيَمِينٍ كَاذِبَةٍ. I'll be honest, he is pious, but today he's spoken a lie. His oath is a false oath. But I have no doubt after this gathering, he will be repenting for the false oath. How did they think? Where did their mind run? لَا يَلْبَثْ أَن يَسْتَغْفِرَ اللَّهَ مِنْهَا. But he obviously analyzed his situation. Either he bear the responsibility, and then he perpetrates a host of wrong, or he speaks one lie and comes out clean from this mess and then repents from that lie. When Adi ibn Artat heard this, he said, إِنَّ مَنْ يَفْهَمُ مِثْلَ فَهْمِكَ هَذَا لَجَدِيرٌ بِالْقَضَى حَرِيٌّ بِهِ. Listen, what he said is great, but for me greater is the person who can read into what he says, and that's you. What he said is great, no doubt. But I couldn't understand the implications of his utterances. It was you that read into his statement. ثُمَّ وَاللَّهُ قَضَى الْبَصْرَ. He then put the crown on and he said, this is the judge. Now can you imagine a man with knowledge like this, with wisdom like this, when he sits and he issues verdicts, what will be the justice that will reign out in the Islamic empire? That is why it is said, that his intelligence was so great that whenever anyone would give an example of wisdom, it was Iyas ibn Muawiyah, the great poet. Habib ibn Aws al-Ta'i, when he praised Ahmad ibn Mu'tasim, he said, "Iqdamu amrin fi samahati hatimin fi hilmi ahnaf fi dhaka'i Iyas." Iqdamu amrin, the bravery of Amr ibn Ma'di Karib, the tolerance and the forbearance of Ahnaf ibn Qais. I mentioned yesterday one quotation that I came across. Let me share it with you again. Very beautiful quotation. Very relevant to marriage in particular, but any other relation as well. Learn to persevere others. It's just as difficult for them to persevere you. Learn to be patient with others. It's just as difficult. Only Allah knows who's making sabr in the marriage. Your claim is you. The wife says, "Allahu Akbar." Molana, I'm going to break down emotionally. And then the husband drops his shoulders with a sigh. "Allah, you know it." Learn to persevere others. It's just as difficult for them to persevere you. قُلْ كُلٌّ مُتَرَبِّصٌ فَتَرَبَّصُوا قُلْ كُلٌّ مُتَرَبِّصٌ فَتَرَبَّصُوا Everybody is waiting. Qiyamah will decide who persevered. Allah is watching. Allah is aware. This great soldier was born, وُلِدَ سَنَةَ سِتَّةُ وَأَرْبَعِينَ لِلْهِجْرَةِ 46 years after the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was born in Najd in Yamama. وَانْتَقَلَ مَعَ أُسْرَتِهِ إِلَى الْبَصْرَةِ And then he relocated to Basra. وَلَقَدْ ظَهَرَتْ عَلَى الْغُلَامِ الْمُزَنِيِّ عَلَائِمُ النَّجَابَةِ وَأَمَارَاتُ الذَّكَاءِ مُنْذُ نُعُومَةِ أَظْفَارِهِ فَكَانَ النَّاسُ يَتَنَاقَلُونَ أَخْبَارَهُ وَنَوَادِرَهُ وَهُوَ مَا زَالَ صَبِيًّا صَغِيرًا They say the talent of this boy was evident when he was a little child. He had great talent. Not like what we say, you know, this man had great skills as a young boy. He played cricket in his backyard. And he showed a promising future. And then when he comes in the limelight, you wonder, is he still the real achievement, or is the drugs that he's taking behind the scenes the real achievement? This is the unfortunate part of what we see. It happens to celebrities. They say people used to quote him when he was a child. You know, you say the great astronomer, the great thinker, the great writer, the great philosopher. People used to say the small Iyas. People used to quote him, the small Iyas said one day. The little Iyas one day said, now I share with you from an academic perspective, and that is why I chose this topic categorically, because I believe that it epitomizes a dual dimension. It gives up direction to both the professional as well as the learned. رُوِيَ أَنَّهُ كَانَ يَتَعَلَّمْ الْحِسَابِ فِي كُتَّابٍ لِرَجُلٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الذِّمَّةِ He was acquiring maths and accounting at some non-Muslim institution, which is great and it's wonderful. Study in Oxford, study in Berkeley, study at universal, you know, international institutions, but achieve something. Many times we rejoice, my son is studying here, but we don't know he's a dropout there. Some of us think enrollment is graduation. My son is here, but he started. Let him reach the end. Grade one is not matric. He started now, we wish him well on his journey. We rejoicing on his enrollment. That's the beginning. Let him see the end, then we will share in the joy. So anyway, فَاجْتَمَعَ عِنْدَ الْمُعَلِّمِ أَصْحَابُهُ The teacher were non-Muslim, the fellow colleagues were non-Muslim, there is no problem. And it's key that I seize this platform, like others, wherever I have in my humble travels, I have endeavored to put on record that Islam is in harmony with the world. الْخَمْرُ لَهُمْ كَالْخَلِّ لَنَا وَالْخِنْزِيرُ لَهُمْ كَالشَّاتِ لَنَا Which religion has offered freedom for the other religions under its banner, under its umbrella like Islam has? The Prophet ﷺ said, leave them and give them their freedom of religion within our rule. They will consume wine, it is for them like vinegar is to us. They will eat pork freely, it is to them like we consume lamb and mutton. الْخَمْرُ لَهُمْ كَالْخَلِّ لَنَا وَالْخِنْزِيرُ لَهُمْ كَالشَّاتِ لَنَا He was acquiring his, pursuing his degree. While they were sitting, جَعَلُوا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ فِي أُمُورِ الدِّينِ They started speaking about religion. وَهُوَ يُنْصِتُ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَدْرُونَ And he's doing his work, and he overhears the discussion. Now he's not going around imposing his religion. He hasn't even propagated his religion. But at the same time, while acquiring and pursuing his degree in his academic institution, his religion has come under scrutiny and under attack. فَقَالَ الْمُعَلِّمُ لِلْتُلَّابِ أَلَا تَعْجَبُونَ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ فَهُمْ يَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يَأْكُلُونَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَلَا يَتَغَوَّتُونَ But these Muslims, men, they believe in some strange, weird, peculiar things. Apparently, I heard, if you read the newspaper, in present-day journalist terms, apparently the Muslims believe that in paradise, they will eat food, they will consume, but they will not relieve themselves. But isn't that strange? Logically, medically, it just doesn't tie up. How can it happen? So when Iyas ibn Muawiyah heard this, he said, أَتَأْذَنْ لِي بِالْكَلَامِ يَا مُعَلِّمُ فِي مَا تَخُوذُونَ فِي Your seniority, your respect, your majesty, would you kindly afford me the opportunity to say a few words? The teacher was kind enough and granted him the podium. Again, I draw your attention to a key point here. He did not come across emotionally. Yeah, you see, you people are like this. No, no. Emotions have harmed the cause. They've never done good to the cause. The Quran says, وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ وَقُولُوا آمَنَّا بِالَّذِي أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَأُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ وَإِلَهُنَا وَإِلَهُكُمْ وَاحِدٌ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ Look at your commonalities. Look at the justice of the Quran. That the Quran emphatically says, وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ Amongst the people of the book are such, إِن تَأْمَنْهُ بِقِنْطَارٍ يُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيْكِ They are so honest, leave treasures of gold and silver with them, they will return it to you. So diligent they are in their dealings. Is this not the justice of Quran? Is this not the balance and the fairness of Quran? He says, Oh teacher, he wasn't harsh, he wasn't rude, he wasn't abrupt. He said, Do you allow me a chance to come? He said, Come forward. He said, Teacher, I have a question to you and to the floor. Unfortunately, we lack knowledge. So when we hear questions, we say, Yeah, it makes sense, man. How come we believe like this also? I don't understand. I need to phone Maulana. But, hey, yeah, you know, it makes sense. Now I got to look at this whole thing. No, no. He didn't sneak out. He didn't phone. With respect, with dignity. Because in an academic institution, not imposing his faith, but when it came forward to him, he seized the opportunity. With respect, he conveyed a message that he became an ambassador of the deen and left behind a rich legacy for which we are proud. He said, أَكُلُّ مَا يُؤْكَلُ فِي الدُّنْيَا يَخْرُجُ غَائِطًا Everything we eat, is it reduced to stool and feces? So the teacher said, لَا فَأَيْنَ يَذْهَبْ أَلَّذِي لَا يَخْرُجُ My second question is, that which doesn't come out of the body, where does it go? فِي غِذَاءِ الْجِسْمِ It becomes nutrition to the body and it remains in the body. He said, that's all. Do you agree with me in principle that a portion of the food is consumed and remains within the system and generates vitamin and strength to the body? He says, of course. He said, well, فَمَا وَجْهُ الْإِسْتِنْكَارِ مِنْكُمْ إِذَا كَانَ يَذْهَبُ بَعْضُ مَا نَأْكُلُهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا غِذَاءً أَنْ يَذْهَبَ كُلُّهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ غِذَاءً When you've agreed in this world, portion of what we consume becomes nutrition. What's so difficult to believe that in Jannah, everything that we consume will remain as nutrition into the system? فَأَلْوَى الْمُعَلِّمُ يَدَهُ وَقَالَ قَاتَلَكَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَتَنْ قَاتَلَكَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَتَنْ When he heard this, he turned his head and he said, Don't dare attack Islam in front of this young boy. He'll put you in your place. وَيَتَقَدَّمُ الْغُلَامُ فِي السِّنِّ سَنَةً فَسَنَةً As he grows. وَتَتَقَدَّمُ مَعَهُ أَخْبَارُ ذَكَائِهِ أَيْنَمَا حَلَّ Wherever he walks is a new chapter. Unfortunately, wherever we walk is a new embarrassment. Is a new disgrace. You're afraid to read the paper. You don't want to hear the bulletin, lest you hear Ahmed Muhammad Yusuf in wrong implications. But wherever this boy walked, with him did good spread. رُوِيَ أَنَّهُ اِخْتَلَفَ مَعَ شَيْخٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِ إِرَاقٍ He had an argument with a person from Iraq. When he couldn't oppose him, he said, I take you to the judge. He said, that's what I've been waiting for. They come in front of the judge. So Iyas raises his voice. So the judge says, اِخْفِضْ صَوْتَكَ يَا غُلَامٍ فإن خصمك شيخ كبير السن والقدر. Hey young boy, keep quiet. I say, hold your back. This man is more senior to you. Your opponent is more learned than you. He said, لكن الحق أكبر منه. I respect his seniority, but I must tell you, truth is greater than both of us. Truth is greater than him and his age and all his titles. So then he said, اسكت يا غلام. Keep quiet. He said, وَمَنْ يَنْتِقُ بِحُجَّتِي إِذَا سَكَتُّهُ. And if I keep quiet, who will speak? فَازْدَادَ الْقَاضِي غَضَبًا. Provoked him. And he said, مَا أَرَاكَ تَقُولُ مُنْذُ دَقَلْتَ مَجْلِسَ الْقَضَى إِلَّا بَاطِلًا. Since you walked in here, you only blurting nonsense. He said, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله أحق هذا أم باطل. I read the kalima and I ask you, is this truth or falsehood? He said, حق ورب الكعبة. I drop my hands, you are right, my young boy, no arguments with you. They say the secret of this man was, وأكب الفتى المزني على العلم. وأكب الفتى المزني على العلم. ونهل منه ما شاء الله أن ينهل. He drank from knowledge. أكب in Arabic, يعني عكف عليه وانقطع له. He devoted his life. That great, great scholars became his students despite his young age. Once, Abdul Malik ibn Marwan Zara Basra. He came to visit Basra. فرأى إياساً. He spotted إياس. وكان فتاً يافعاً. He was a young boy. لم يطر شاربه من بعده. Never mind, beard, his mustache wasn't out. ورأى خلفه أربعة من القرى من ذوي اللحى. And he seen four senior scholars with flowing beards and long robes walking with utmost respect behind him. So when he looked at this, he said, أُفِّل لِأَصْحَابِ هَذِهِ اللُّحَى أَمَا فِيهِمْ شَيْخٌ يَتَقَدَّمُهُمْ فَقَدَّمُوا هَذَا الْغُلَامِ. Really, it's an insult to you that a young man like this is leading you. What has happened to you? Where are you? What is your talent that a young boy has become your leader? ثُمَّ الْتَفَتَ إِلَىٰ إِيَاسِ وَقَالْ كَمْ سِنُّكَ يَا فَتَى. Then he looked at him. And he looked at him. And he said, young boy, what is your age? What is your age? What was his answer? He said, سِنِّي أَطَالَ اللَّهُ بَقَاءَ الْأَمِيرِ كَسِنِّي أُسَامَةَ بْنَ زَيْدٍ حِينَ وَاللَّهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ جَيْشًا فِيهِ أَبُو بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرٍ. If you are astounded to see my young age and people walking behind my back, then let me remind you, in the fatal illness of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last expedition that was dispatched under the leadership of a man by the name of Usama ibn Zayd, who was 17 years of age, and I am 17 years of age, and I have these people behind me. He had Abu Bakr and Umar behind him. One of the great dilemmas that the world today is facing is the dilemma of integration. And it's not a challenge that is exclusive to the fraternity of ulama, but it's definitely a stumbling block. We have these graduates that will be leaving this institution today, and we wish them well in their endeavors. But we have a real challenge in the outside world, which is in essence, that we have our pioneers in the localities who are there for, have been anchored there for years, for decades. Now, we ask of the youth to respect the seniors, and we politely implore the seniors to embrace the young blood. But unfortunately, we have not yet devised that mechanism by virtue of which we can bridge this gap. So they are getting alienated. And I believe there is a systematic plan to keep the young away from the old, the learned away from those that are not learned. And this is creating a rift in this ummah. So you find that there is a group of the younger scholars, there is a group of the senior scholars, then there is, and it's just not exclusive to the ulama fraternity. I've been invited to speak at medical graduations, and I find that this is a dilemma that's facing the medical world as well. We need to take them on board. We need to integrate them. We need to embrace them. We obviously ask of these youth to respect the seniorities of the senior. Now let me show you the contribution Iyas ibn Muawiyah made in this field. Just to make you understand, this is what you call an all-rounder, you know? All-rounder, they talk of, he bats and he bowls and he catches and he does everything. This is a true all-rounder. That how he did good to the cause when he came studying in the academic environment. خَرَجَ النَّاسُ يَلْتَمِسُونَ هِلَالَ رَمَضَانِ. People went out searching for the crescent of Ramadan. One brother in America told me a nice thing. He said, the Prophet ﷺ split the moon but united the ummah. Today we split the ummah on the grounds of the moon. The Prophet ﷺ split the moon. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر وإن يروا آية يعرضوا ويقولوا سحر مستمر.
He split the moon but united the Ummah. You travel in the UK, I just got back. You don't want to see the dilemma that the differences the Muslim Ummah is facing on the grounds of the moon, which ought to unite this Ummah. Anyway, they came out searching for the moon.
وعلى رأسهم الصحابي الجليل أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه. Leading the delegation was Anas ibn Malik. وكان شيخا كبيرا قد قارب المئة.
He was old, he was aged. The Prophet ﷺ made dua for him. اللهم أكثر ماله وولده وبارك له فيما أعطيت.
Allah bless his health and his wealth and grant him the good of everything. He was close to 100 years of age and he's joining. Obviously he wasn't going on Signal Hill. But he was going to see the moon wherever they were at that time. At the age of 100, he's coming, joining the group to search for the moon.
فَنَظَرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَلَمْ يَرَوْ شَيْئًا. Everybody looks, it's a clear sky, there is no crescent, no moon.
لَكِنَّ أَنَسَ بْنَ مَالِكَ جَعَلَ يُحَدِّقُ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَيَقُولُ هَا هُوَ ذَا لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ الْهِلَالِ.
Everybody says, I haven't seen. One great sahabi, Anas ibn Malik, says, there is the moon, I can see it.
Now you got a sahabi standing on one side, and you got a non-sahaba on the other side. And just not the non-sahaba, put the world on their side. They cannot equate. And then Anas radiallahu anhu, who is the diligent servant of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. Now what a sensitive juncture, which could lend itself into such internal bickering. I mean, we can't see, but now where's Anas? I don't know, what is he seeing now? Subhanallah, immediately they knocked the door of Iyas ibn Muawiyah. This young man again comes out to rescue a potential division that is on the brink of breaking and dividing this ummah. They knocked the door of Iyas ibn Muawiyah.
عند ذلك نظر إياس إلى أنس بن مالك فإذا شعرة طويلة في حاجبه قد انثنت حتى غدت قبالة عينه فاستأذنه في أدب ومد يده إلى الشعرة فمسحها وصواها ثم قال أترى الهلال الآن أيضا يا صاحب رسول الله قال كلا ما أرى كلا ما أرى.
He goes immediately to Anas ibn Malik. He sits down with respect, with politeness, with diplomacy, and then he finds that there is a strand of white hair from the blessed eyebrows of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu that had fallen onto the eyelid of Anas radiallahu anhu. فَاسْتَأْذَنَهُ فِي أَدَبٍ. With utmost respect, you touching that hand, and you touching that hair that my Nabi used to look at daily. Can you imagine? Understand, the hair you're looking at is the hair upon which I don't know how many gazes of my Nabi has fallen.
فَاسْتَأْذَنَهُ فِي أَدَبٍ. وَمَدَّ يَدَهُ إِلَى الشَّعْرَةِ.
Then politely he puts his hand there. فَمَسَحَهَا وَصَوَّاهَا. He then gradually combs his eyelid, clears the white strand of hair, and then he says, oh, the companion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَتَرَى الْهِلَالَ أَيْضًا الْآنِ. أَتَرَى الْهِلَالَ أَيْضًا الْآنِ. Do you still see the crescent that you see? He said, كَلَّا وَاللَّهِ مَا أَرَى. كَلَّا وَاللَّهِ مَا أَرَى. No, I cannot see. No, I do not see.
Subhanallah, it was again Iyas ibn Muawiyah that rescued this ummah. It was Iyas ibn Muawiyah that united this ummah.
I want to mention one incident, and obviously I need to wrap up. Time is against us. It is mentioned about two more incidents. That as he started growing, and people started speaking about the profoundness of his knowledge,
وَشَاعَتْ أَخْبَارُ الذَّكَاءِ إِيَاسْ وَذَاعَتْ وَصَارَ النَّاسُ يَأْتُونَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ صَوْبٍ.
People came from the whole world. بَعْضُهُمْ يُرِيدُ الْمَعْرِفَةِ وَبَعْضُهُمْ يُرِيدُ التَّعْجِيزَ وَالْمُمَارَاتَ بِالْبَاطِلِ.
You'll go and I say to these young boys that are graduating, you will have a variety and a broad spectrum of people that will face you in the outside world.
بَعْضُهُمْ يُرِيدُ الْمَعْرِفَةِ.
Some will be earnestly coming to ask you a question to learn.
وَبَعْضُهُمْ يُرِيدُ الْمُمَارَاتَ بِالْبَاطِلِ.
And others will come to challenge you.
مَنْ طَلَبَ الْعِلْمَ لِيُجَارِي بِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ أَوْ لِيُمَارِي بِهِ السُّفَاءَ.
To come and take you on. Let's see how much he's learned. A scholar has to be one who is well groomed in all fields. So one day one person came to him. And today we have the intelligent mind that are throwing a lot of questions to us.
أَنَّ دُحْقَانًا أَتَى مَجْلِسَهُ.
One Duhqan came, leader of his tribe came. And he said, يَا أَبَا وَائِلَ مَا تَقُولُ فِي الْمُسْكِرِ.
Listen, what's your take on intoxicants? Listen to this very attentively.
He said, حرام. It's forbidden. It's unlawful.
قَالَ وَمَا وَجْهُ حُرْمَتِهِ.
وهو لا يزيد عن كونه ماء وثمرا غلي على النار وكل ذلك مباح لا شيء فيه. Look at the logical argument. You say intoxicants are forbidden, but it is nothing more than water, grape juice, and diluted with some sugar. Individually, the ingredients are lawful and permissible, but when you mix them, then you say it's unlawful. You're not making sense. That's the question he throws at him. I promise you, as you walk out, the first question will decide for you how much you've studied. Unfortunately, like one of my scholars mentioned, our condition is such that when we study in the matan, and then we make reference to the footnotes, the hasha, and then when we see it's too long, we say, oh, it's too long, leave it or carry on. You know, even that has become difficult for us. It's there, it's documented, it's before us. But just to see that it's running right down, it's painful for us to read through all that. What knowledge are we taking out? We are coming out as general GPs, and no offense to general GPs, I mean, it's a good profession. But what I mean is, outside there, we've been thrown into casualty wards. And we're just giving injections to everyone. We're doing basics and we've been thrown out into casualty wards where people are coming from accidents, from fatalities, where people sustain burn wounds, third degree burn wounds, and we're going with the basic injections, just numbing the man and sedating the man. It temporarily, momentarily might do good, but ultimately, we're not enhancing the cause. But what I mean is, outside there, we've been thrown into casualty wards and we're just giving injections to everyone. We're doing basics and we've been thrown out into casualty wards where people are coming from accidents, from fatalities, where people sustain burn wounds, third degree burn wounds, and we're going with the basic injections, just numbing the man and sedating the man. It temporarily, momentarily might do good, but ultimately, we're not enhancing the cause. He said, فَرَغْتَ مِنْ قَوْلِكَ يَا دُخَانَ أَمْ بَقِيَ لَدَيْكَ مَا تَقُولُهُ. Are you done with your, you know, now we, when somebody says, I hope you don't ask me something else. Here the man says openly, is that your only question? Well, that I'll sort out now, but if you have more asked, we'll do it in one breath, I'll answer everything. He says, no, I'm done with it. He said, listen to me now. لو أخذت كفا من ماء فضربتك به أكان يوجعك. If I take this water and I sprinkle it on your face, will it hurt you? He said, لا, it will never hurt me. لو أخذت كفا من تراب فضربتك به أكان يوجعك. If I take sand and I scatter it on your face, loose sand, will it hurt you? He said, لا. لو أخذت كفا من طبن وضربتك به أكان يوجعك. If I take straw and I drop it on you, will it hurt you? He said, لا. He said, like, now listen. لو أخذت التراب ثم طرحت عليه الطبن وصببت فوقهما الماء ثم مزجتها مزجا ثم جعلت الكتلة في الشمس حتى يبست ثم ضربتك بها أكانت توجعك. قال نعم وقد تقتلني. He said, okay, if I throw sand on you, it won't hurt you. If I scatter water on you, sprinkle water, it won't hurt. If I throw straw on you, it won't hurt you. Now I take this three and I combine it. So I put sand, I put straw, I put water. ثُمَّ مَزَجْتُهَا مَزْجًا. Then I wait for it till it matures, as you say, with wine. It wait till it matures. So I bake this brick. ثُمَّ جَعَلْتُ الْكُتْلَةَ فِي الشَّمْسِ. I put the brick in the sun. حَتَّى يَبِسَتْ. Then it hardens. ثُمَّ ضَرَبْتُكَ بِهَا. Then I hit you with the same individual ingredients which respectively did not hurt you or harm you. أَكَانَتُ جِعُكَ. Will it hurt you? He said, وَقَدْ تَقْتُلُنِي. Leave alone hurting me, it could be fatal and claim my life. He said, هَكَذَا شَأْنُ الْخَمْرِ فَهُوَ حِينَ جُمِعَتْ أَجَزَاؤُهُ وَخُمِّرَ حَرُمًا. Individually, it's wholesome. Collectively, it's unlawful. Hey, that kalima there and there. وَمِنْ أَخْبَارِ. Let me leave you with the last incident. I wish this institution can create the likes of Iyas. Say Ameen, brothers. The Ummah is desperate for Iyas ibn Muawiyah and his likes. May Allah create him and his likes amongst us. وَمِنْ أَخْبَارِ فِتْنَتِهِ وَذَكَائِهِ أَنَّهُ كَانَ فِي الْكُوفَةِ رَجُلٌ يُظْهِرُ لِلنَّاسِ الصَّلَاحِ. They say amongst his wisdom, there was a man in Kufa who used to give off an image of piety. Now, you will agree with me, we love pious. And we equally love those who endeavor to become pious. But we have a major problem with those who are not pious and don't intend becoming pious, but like acting pious. I think we need to draw a clear distinction. I love the pious. Wallahi, Allah knows. And I equally love those who endeavor and aspire to become pious. But I do have a major question mark with a man who has nothing to do with piety, but has associated himself with the learned also with a contaminated agenda. Allah forbid, there are many people who have bonds with institutions, with learned, with an agenda. Forgive me for my tone. In English they say, I love the man who openly hates me, but I hate the one who pretends to love me. The one who openly hates me, my brother, it's your democratic right. It's your right, my brother, it's your prerogative. You legally reserve the authority of executing your vision. And rightfully so, join and campaign against me. Anti-me campaign, by all means. But I hate the one who pretends to love me. Hate me and openly tell me we have a hostile relation. So in Kufa there was a person, kana yudhiru linnasi as-salah, gave off an image of piety. وَيُبْدِي لَهُمْ الْوَرَعَ وَالتُّقَى. You know, I'm very pious, very learned. حَتَّى كَثُرَ الثَّنَاءُ عَلَيْهِ. People started praising him. I often say that how strange of man. When people tell us nasty derogatory comments, then we're very quick to retort and respond by saying, by you calling me a fool, my brother, I don't become a fool. It doesn't change the reality. And on Eid day, subhanAllah, he's seen you with a long thobe and a beautiful scarf, and he say, mashallah, you're looking like a mufti, brother. Make dua Allah accept. Make dua Allah, it's all from Allah. What is from Allah? Yesterday me calling you a fool didn't make you a fool. But me giving you the privileged title of an angel, or saying, subhanAllah, you look like a beautiful, pious man. Then you enjoyed it, you fit the cap, and you're ready to latch on the undue praise. Why has the Summa become desperate for these things? وَيُحِبُّونَ أَن يُحْمَدُوا بِمَنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا وَيُحِبُّونَ أَن يُحْمَدُوا بِمَنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّهُمْ بِمَفَازَةٍ مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ. Read the Quran. فيه علم الأولين والآخرين ولكن تقاصرت عنه أفهام الناس. Ibn Mas'ud said it has everything. It's just man's logic is unfolding gradually, and as it's unfolding, he's discovering. But it was in the Quran from beginning. So your science developed now, so you discovered now, but it was there before. فيه علم الأولين والآخرين ولكن تقاصرت عنه أفهام الناس. So anyway, this man, people started praising him. واتخذه بعض الناس أمينا يأتمنونه على مالهم إذا سافروا. Whenever they go anyway, you must leave your money with this man in good hands. And وَيَجْعَلُونَهُ وَصِيًّا عَلَىٰ أَوْلَادِهِمْ إِذَا أَحَسُّوا بِدُنُوِّ الْأَجَلِ. I'm about to die, my brother. Please come here, take over my estate. You're the good man. You know, here it is. Anyway, one brother fell victim to this. You know, and unfortunately, a lot of people, one brother came to me and was crying about his money. He says, Maulana, this man deceived me. If I tell you piety, his trouser wasn't above his ankle, it was below his knee. That's exactly what he said. You know, he convinced me so much, not like pious halfway, pious complete. His trouser wasn't above his ankle, was below his knee. So I said, I mean, who better to deal with? He read all the relevant du'as. Azan started, he said, no, leave the deal, now we go for salah. I said, Allah, well, you know, here my money is going to grow. But it growed in his hands, never for me. Pay people their money back, my brother. Pay people their money back. Don't provoke curses. Don't be a means of earning curses. Luqman Hakim told his son, Ya Bunayya, Iyaka wad-dayn, fa'innahu dhullum bin-nahar wa hammum bil-layl. Oh my son, clear your debts. It's a worry by night and a disgrace by day. Clear it out. What you own is what you have. Yaqulul insanu mali mali. You say this, ma laka illa ma akalta fa'afnayta. Aw tasaddaqta fa'amzayta. You don't own. What you wore is gone. What you spend, that is it. Yesterday I read a tafsir. I mentioned it this morning in the dars. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that whatever you spend, وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Allah says whatever you spend, Allah will substitute it. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi writes in Ma'riful Quran, it's not necessary that the substitute will be monetary. Perhaps by you giving, Allah will substitute it with contentment in your heart, so you won't crave for more. Allahu Akbar, I caught my hair, I said, subhanAllah, what a tafsir. What a brilliant exploration of the verse. Allah's declaration is substitute, without specifying the nature of the substitute. So Allah says, وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. In Madarikul Tanzeel, under the commentary of this ayah, in 20th juz, يعذب من يشاء ويرحم من يشاء وإليه تقلبون. It's mentioned in مدارك التنزيل, يعذب من يشاء بالحرص ويرحم من يشاء بالقناعة.
That Allah will punish whomsoever He wishes by inflicting greed upon him, because that's a divine torment. And Allah will have mercy on you by giving you contentment, because that's a divine boon.
So anyway, he came and he left his wealth with this man. وَلَمَّا احْتَاجَ الرَّجُلُ إِلَى مَالِهِ طَلَبَ مِنْهُ فَأَنْكَرَهُ.
Sometime later he said, brother, I left my money with you. He said, you can forget about it. There's no money for you. Now there's no legal binding document. It was all uplang money, you know. So now again you can't go. You talk loud, the receiver catch you. So who do you go to? You go ask for taweez now.
So anyway, فَمَضَى إِلَى إِيَاسٍ. He went to Iyas. وَشَكَى لَهُ. Now look at the wisdom of this man. People will present to you, my young boy, as you walk out of this institution, may Allah favor you with that necessary qualities by virtue of which you can lead this ummah in this dying hour. But I promise you, you will be put in the seat of qada. You will be put in the seat of ilm. You will be taken as a muqtada. You will be taken as an associate. You will be called in social dilemmas. You will be called in financial problems. Let it be that your vision is correct. Your intention is clean, so that you can steer this ummah in the right direction. They came to Iyas. Iyas didn't take it only from a legal perspective that, you know what, yeah, we can sue for defamation. Oh, you can go with a million here. No, no. You know what they say, legal costs. What are legal costs? The person came, he told the lawyer, how much you charge? He says, 1,000 rand for 3 questions. So he said, but isn't that expensive? He said, yeah, that is very expensive. By the way, what's your third question? What's your third question, my friend? Learn to respect the ulama. Don't grab him while he's walking out of the masjid. He has time. Have respect for his time. Don't impose on him. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has written in the adab of isti'adhan, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ بُيُوتِكُمْ حَتَّى تَسْتَأْنِسُوا وَتُسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. See, Ma'riful Quran, under there he has written all the laws pertaining to phone also. You need to take permission. فَإِنْ قِيلَ لَكُمْ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ. If you go to someone's door and you ask him, can I meet you? And he says no. Allah says, return, that will be cleaner for your heart. It's written there of an incident of a man. Whole life he says, I went knocking at the doors of people just for someone to tell me I'm busy, go away. Because Allah says that will purify my heart, but nobody refused me. Don't impose on the man. Have regard for his time. We have appointments with professional people. We impose on the scholars. So anyway, Iyas ibn Muawiyah said, أَعَلِمَ صَاحِبُكَ أَنَّكَ تُرِيدُ أَن تَأْتِيَنِي. This pious, so-called pious man, does he know you're coming to me? He said, Kalla, he doesn't know. Okay, as long as he doesn't know, inshallah, we'll sort your money out for you. Do me a favor, insarif wa'ud ilayya ghadan. You go away, you go make dua. And tomorrow you come back to me, that's all. This man is happy, I got nothing to do. I don't have to go meet with this lawyer and sort out this year. And I must just go and come back. Thumma arsala ila ar-rajul al-mu'taman. Then he sent a message to the so-called pious man. He said, please call this pious man. And the pious man came, he said, listen, Alhamdulillah, your piety, everybody's impressed. قَدْ اجْتَمَعَ لَدَيَّ مَالٌ كَثِيرٌ لِأَيْتَامٍ لَا كَافِلَ لَهُمْ وَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ أَنْ أُوْدِعَهُ لَدَيْكَ فَهَلْ مَنْزِلُكَ حَسِينٌ وَوَقْتُكَ مُتَّسِعٌ قَالَ نَعَمْ أَيُّهَا الْقَابِ. He said, listen, I got so much wealth here, and these are wealth of the orphans, there's no real guardian. I thought you the best man that I can entrust with this money. Do you got enough? Have you got enough place in your house? He said, yes, 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 I got enough place. If it's, you know, like one man said, the only thing I can do in dark is count money. The only thing I can do in dark is count money. People, you ask them, you got place. He might want to have place for anything, but you got enough place for money. He said, I got enough place. So, Iyas ibn Muawiyah told this man, okay, you are very pious, I'm very happy, I got all this money. Do me a favor, أَعِدَّ مَوْضِعًا لِلْمَالِ. Go to your house and prepare one nice place for the money. وَأَحْذِرْ مَعَكَ حَمَّالِينَ يَحْمِلُونَهُ. And you come with a delegation of people because, boss, I got money. You know what I mean? I'm going to give you. You come with it. أَحْذِرْ مَعَكَ حَمَّالِينَ. Oh, he's very happy. He goes. The next day, جَاءَ الرَّجُلُ الْمُشْتَكِي. This man comes because he has told him, you come the next day, I'll give you your money. He said, okay, listen, you know what you do? Now you go to this pious man. انطلق إلى صاحبك. واطلب منه المال فإن أنكر فقل أشكوك إلى القاضي. That's all, nothing else. You go now, you go back to the same pious man and you tell him, you know what, I came to ask for my money. When he says no, he says, hey, I'll report you to the judge. Now obviously he's got a deal going on with the judge tomorrow, so he needs to secure his position. Look at the wisdom how they worked. Look at how they thought. So anyway, he went. He says, hey brother, my money. He says, you can forget about it. He says, alright, no problem, I forget about it. I'm going straight to Iyas. He said, فَلَمَّا سَمِعَ ذَلِكَ مِنْهُ دَفَعَ إِلَيْهِ الْمَالِ وَطَيَّبَ خَاطِرَهُ. He said, hey brother, myself and Iyas, you know what, we got a good relation. It's in a family. I don't want to spoil the family ties. And you know what? Please, don't. Myself and Iyas, we go back many years. Please, we got a good relation. Don't complain to Iyas. How much is it? Here's your money. And sorry for delaying, take extra. Subhanallah. وَطَيَّبَ خَاطِرَهُ. Gives him his money. This man is happy, he takes his money. He comes back to Iyas. He said, لَقَدْ أَعْطَانِي صَاحِبِي حَقِّي وَجَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. Allah give you barakat. What you did, only Allah knows, I got my money. This man, because obviously he got a bait there, lying there. You know what I mean? There's a bait hanging next day. Next day he comes with a whole town, whole delegation. ثُمَّ جَاءَ الرَّجُلُ الْمُؤْتَمَنُ وَمَعَهُ الْحَمَّالُونَ. He comes with a whole nation, because you know what? When Iyas ibn Muawiyah seen him, he said, بِئْسَ الرَّجُلُ أَنْتَ لَقَدْ جَعَلْتَ الدِّينَ مَصْيَدَةً لِلدُّنْيَا. You're wicked, evil man. You still got the guts to come close. We got his money out of you. You can go from here. Nobody will ever entrust a cent with you. Subhanallah. In a nutshell, as I said, whether in the academic institution, whether it came uniting the tabi'een with the sahaba at the critical juncture of the sighting the moon, whether it came dealing on the international podium with critics regarding Islam, or whether it came with evil elements within the Muslim society, it was this one talented man that rose up and embraced all the challenges and contributed to this ummah. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. He inspire and infuse and instill and imbibe within us these great qualities that we can also draw from those lines and we can also become exemplary humans for those that are to follow. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.